Good morning and happy Mother's Day.
早安，母亲节快乐。
May the Lord bless every mom to enjoy today and be treasured by her family and friends.
愿上帝祝福每一位妈妈，让你们都能够好好的享受今天，被家人和朋友宠爱。
Modern day parenting is all consuming, especially during this pandemic season.
在这个时代，养育孩子耗尽我们所有的时间和能力，特别是在这个疫情的时候。
We all need a day off.
我们大家都需要一个假日。
We worry from the day we bring that baby home.
从我们第一天将新生儿带回家，我们就开始为他担心。
To throughout the rest of their lives.
而不管孩子多大了，我们还是会继续为他操心。
The work seems endless, but we want what is better.
这感觉就好像永无止境，但也是因为这样，就是正是因为我们要为他得到最好的。
This morning we will focus on a vignette between Jesus, Martha, and Mary in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42.
今天早上我们将来看一段记载在路加福音第十章三十八到四十二节里有关耶稣、马大和玛利亚的一个故事。
May the word of God speak into our lives today.
愿神的话能够打动我们，在我们心里动工。
We live in such a Martha world, a fast-paced life.
我们活在一个很马大的时代，生活的节奏非常快。
With so much to do and so little time to enjoy.
有好多的事情需要我们做，但总觉得时间太少了。
That results in anxiety and frustration.
导致我们变得很焦虑，又充满挫折感。
We spread ourselves thin, rush through life's demand without much time to enjoy.
我们把自己搞得非常的忙，匆匆忙忙地搞定生活上每一个需求，却没有一点停下来的享受的时间。
With so many good things on our plate,We can get distracted from the better thing.
我们要处理那么多我们认为是好的事情，以至于我们反而忽略了那更好的事。
Sadly, like Martha, we can end up overwhelmed and even judgmental.
很可惜，我们变得像马大一样，感觉被所有的事情淹没，甚至开始批评别人。
Before this story took place, Jesus had been traveling here and there, doing public ministry and helping people with desperate needs.
在这故事发生以前，耶稣到处行走布道，帮助有迫切需要的人。
He healed the sick, he cast out demons, he forgave sins, but mostly he was teaching his disciples.
他在医病赶鬼饶恕恕罪，但大多的时间他都在教导他的门徒。
And this story is yet another teachable moment.
今天这个故事给他另一个可以教导的机会。
Verse 38, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened up her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said.
第三十八跟第三十九节说到，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄。有一个女人名叫马大，接她到自己的家里。她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听她的道。
We don't know if this was their first meeting or many times meeting.
我们并不知道这是他们第一次碰面，还是他们第一百次的见面。
We don't know if Martha invites Jesus or Jesus invites himself.
我们也不知道是否是马大邀请了耶稣，还是耶稣擅自进他们的家。
Regardless.She welcomes Jesus and his hungry, tired companions into her home.
不管怎么样，马大接待了耶稣和他那群又累又饿的同伴们进入他的家。
It was no small task, and she had a mental checklist.
这不是一件小事，她脑子里有一个清单。
Prepare the big meal, set the table, provide comfortable place to rest.
要煮一顿饭，要摆好桌子上所有的餐具，要给他们一个舒适可以休息的地方。
And today, when unexpected guests arrive, we might get some help from a Chinese takeout or from Costco.
今天如果有客人突然来我们家里造访的话，我们可能就直接买外卖或者去 Costco.
But Martha was facing a superwoman job.
但马大要像女超人一样处理这一切。
No worries, my sister Mary will help me, so she thought.
她可能认为没问题，我妹妹玛利亚一定会帮我。
We can see a few observations about the characters in this passage.
透过这一段经文，我们可以观察到对这些人几个特点。
Jesus valued relationships.
耶稣看重人与人之间的关系。
First, Jesus needs friends.
第一，耶稣需要朋友。
Not just groupies or people who want something from him.
不只是粉丝或者是对他有所要求的人。
But real friends to simply love and care for him.
而是真心好友，能爱他、关心他的人。
Public ministers and leaders need to have personal friends.
教会的牧长和领袖们也需要知心好友。
While they care for so many others, who will care for them?
当他们在照顾许多人的时候，谁来关心他们呢？
Who will provide them a safe place?
谁能提供他们一个安全的基地？
Who accepts their quirks and their failures with no agenda and no judgment?
不含任何的心机与批判，完完全全接受他们古怪失败的地方。
Jesus becomes close to Martha's family.
耶稣与马大一家人变得很亲近。
If Jesus lived today, would Jesus want to come to my house and to your house?
如果耶稣活在今世，他会想要来我家或你家吗？
Would he choose you and me to be his true friend?
他会选你或我为他的知心朋友吗？
Do you have the character and the compassion to nurture and refresh a worn-out pastor or a hurting leader?
对一个累坏的牧者或受伤的领袖，你是否有一个能关怀、安慰，使他重新重新得力的特质呢？
Because it's often those people behind the scenes, those friends, who bring out what is better to the visible leaders to become great people.
就是这些幕后的知己，才能牵引出站在大众面前领袖的美好。
Secondly, Jesus welcomed sister friends into his life.
第二，耶稣的生命里也有姐妹朋友。
And what is a sister friend?
什么是姐妹朋友呢？
She's not a girlfriend or a romantic interest.
她不是一个女朋友，也不是一个恋爱的对象。
She is the little sister that a guy treats with absolute purity.
对待她就很单纯，像一个哥哥对待一个妹妹一样。
1 Timothy 5:2 teaches that ladies should treat men with like brothers, and men should treat younger women like sisters.
提摩太前书第五章第二节提到说，教导说女人就应该对待男人如同弟兄，而男人也应该对待少年妇女如同姐妹，总要清清洁洁的。
With absolute purity.
总要清清洁洁的。
But through our 21st century lenses, we have these weird, what in English we call them, BGRs that need DTRs often.
但透过二十一世纪的眼光，男女的关系就被扭曲了。
You know those boy-girl relationships that we need to define the relationship.
导致我们总会想要给男女关系下一个定义。
When someone pays more attention to us, do we automatically wonder, does he like me or does she like me?
如果有人多注视我一点，我们就会想说，他喜欢我吗？
But through our 21st century lenses, people may wonder, is Jesus involved in a love triangle?
这个二十一世纪的眼光会使人疑惑，怀疑耶稣是否被牵扯在一个三角恋里面。
Is Martha jealous that Jesus is paying more attention to her sister?
马大是否在嫉妒说耶稣放比较多的注意力在他妹妹身上？
Is Mary displaying a crush on Jesus by adoringly idolizing him by his feet?
玛利亚是否迷恋耶稣，坐在他的脚前用爱慕的眼神看他呢？
Not at all.
完全不是。
Jesus purely loved them as sister friends, perhaps like the sisters that he never had.
耶稣很单纯的喜爱这对姐妹，或许就他，或他或许没有亲姐妹，所以待她们像姐妹一样。
Now God intends men and women of faith to radically love each other, treating each other with integrity, respect, holiness, and propriety.
神的意思就是要信他的男女能够完完全全的彼此相亲相爱，以诚实、尊敬、圣洁、得体的态度对待彼此。
Third, Jesus teaches the women as disciples.
第三，耶稣视妇女如同门徒，教导他们。
This is another radical concept in their time and culture because men and women do not cross boundaries, not even for holy pursuits.
这是在当时的文化中另一个很极端的概念，因为当时男女之间有很清楚的界限，不能跨越，甚至在宗教观念上也是这么。
Genders are divided everywhere, in public places, in worship, and at home.
不论在哪里，男女之处，男女之间都有很清楚的分隔，在公共场所，在敬拜中，甚至在家里也是这样。
The public living room is a male space, and the kitchen is strictly a female space.
客厅是男人的专有地区，厨房是属于女人的空间。
But now Jesus redefines the traditional gender boundary in Israel and allows Mary to cross this invisible boundary in order to advance the gospel.
但耶稣打破了以色列的传统的性别概念，他让玛利亚跨越了这个隐形的界限，使福音广传。
Jesus eliminates this limitation and brings salvation opportunity to all.
耶稣消灭了这个束缚。将救赎的机会传给所有的人。
Galatians 3:28 says, "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus."
加拉太书第三章二十八节说，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女。因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
According to scholars like N.T. Wright, the real underlying issue Martha takes with Mary is a gender one.
有些神学家如同汤姆·赖特认为，马大对玛利亚不满的地方，根本的原因就是性别问题。
That Martha is actually concerned that Mary is behaving as if she were a man like the other male disciples.
马大其实担心玛利亚的行为就像一个男人一样，像其他的男性门徒一般。
And if Mary is being inappropriate, Jesus should put her back in her place.
所以如果玛利亚的行为不得体，那耶稣就应当纠正她。
To sit at someone's feet, it means to study or learn under him.
坐在一个人的脚前代表把那个人当作老师。
And to sit at the feet of a teacher,is strictly a male privilege.
当时能坐在一个老师的脚前是一个男性才能享有的特权。
In Acts 22:3, Saul of Tarsus sat at the feet of Gamaliel, listening to the rabbi and studying under his discipleship.
使徒行传二十二章第三节提到说，来自大树的扫罗坐在加玛列脚前，聆听拉比的道，在他的门下学习。
Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet, paying close attention, learning in order to then teach others and pass on Jesus' words.
而玛利亚正坐在耶稣的脚前，专心的学习，以至于以后能教导其他的人，将耶稣的道传下去。
So Jesus affirms Mary, hoping that Martha would also sit at his feet too.
所以耶稣肯定了玛利亚的行为。而且他希望马大也能来到他的脚前坐下。
But instead of sitting down, Martha expresses a meltdown.
但马大不但没有坐下，反而火气上升。
Verse 40, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.
第四十节说，马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”
She focuses on the work while her sister focuses on the word of God.
马大专注于工作，而玛利亚她妹妹专注于耶稣的道。
She is distracted by feeding others while her sister is receiving spiritual feeding.
马大因担心如何喂饱所有的人而心里忙乱，然而在同一时间，玛利亚正在接受属灵的喂养。
The word distracted means to be pulled away, to be dragged away from what?
心里忙乱就是分心，这个意思就是被拉走、被拖走，是从什么被拉走呢？
To be pulled away from the priority of listening to the word of the Lord.
是从哪里被拉走？就是从那最优先的事，就是听神的话。
To be pulled away by what? By meal preparations, by busyness, by doing good things.
是被什么东西拉走？就是为了准备下一餐，为日常生活的忙碌，为我们所认为是好的事情。
Actually, all these good things are commended in Scripture.
其实这些事情在经上都称为美好的。
In the Bible, it tells us that showing hospitality is good.
经上说款待是美好的。
In the Bible, it says that a woman keeping her home is good.
料理家务的妇女也是美好的。
In the Bible, it says entertaining guests is good.
经上也说招待客人是美好的。
Now, Jesus comes to the home of Martha and Mary to teach the truth.
耶稣来到马大和玛利亚家来教导真理。
There are many reasons we can get distracted from sitting down and listening to Jesus.
有许多事情能使我们心里忙乱，阻止我们坐下来听耶稣的道。
And also, our distractions today may also be good ones.
这些使我们分心的事情或许是好事。
It's good to have recreational sports and exercise, birthday parties, SAT prep classes, food shopping, recitals, language lessons, car repairs, stay home to prepare big Sunday dinners for guests.
就像运动或参加生日派对，或者去参加 SAT 考试的补习班，或者是去超市买食物，参加孩子们的演奏会或带他们上课，或者在家里准备一顿丰盛的晚餐，这些都不是坏事。
It's good to take time to pay your bills and study for finals and catch up on sleep. These are all good things.
在家里清算账单、读书，甚至是补眠，这些都是好事。
But it could pull us away from the priority of listening to the Word of God.
但这些事能把我们拉开那最重要的事情，就是聆听神的道。
And it could easily leave us in exhaustion and burnout and further away from Jesus.
它会让我们到最后变得疲惫，失去了原有的热衷，离耶稣更远。
When Martha asked, Lord, don't you care? It sadly comes across as, Lord, don't you care about me?
在那时候，马大问了，主，你不在意吗？很可惜，这句话听起来就好像在埋怨说：“主啊，你不关心我。”
Jesus valued his relationships.
耶稣看重他与人之间的关系。
Even with these two very different sisters with two very different temperaments.
就算是对这两位非常不一样的姐妹，两个人拥有不一样的性情。
In your own family, have you noticed how two siblings can be exact opposites?
在你自己的家庭里，有没有注意到说，有时候两个兄弟姐妹可以拥有完全不一样的性格
？Like night and day，
天差地别。
Both types carry good elements, as well as potential bad。
两种个性都有好有坏。
Different can be good as well as really annoying to each other。
拥有不同的个性可以是好事。但也可以烦死人。
We can irritate each other and cause great frustrations.
我们可以让彼此恼怒、心烦。
And it appears here that Martha became overwhelmed with the preparations and quite underwhelmed with her sister.
在这故事里，马大被各样的事情忙得心烦意乱，她对她的妹妹感到心灰意冷。
Martha is a type A, driven and responsible.
马大是典型的 A 型人格，很积极，责任感非常的强。
She is perfectionistic, task-oriented, and a real tiger woman.
她是一个完美的主义者，做事有条有理，是一个女强人。
And in terms of birth order, Martha was probably the firstborn.
她大概是家里的长女，排行老大。
Now Mary is type B, laid back and reflective.
玛利亚拥有 B 型人格，慢条斯理，喜欢慢慢的思考。
She gets there when she gets there. She's event-oriented, and she's a really lovely butterfly floating pleasantly through life.
她用自己的脚步，用自己的步调行事，一次只专注于一件事情，就像一只美丽的蝴蝶，慢慢的在人生的旅途上飞。
And she's most likely the baby of the family.
他很有可能就是家里最受宠的老幺。
One is active, the other is contemplative.
两姐妹一动一静。
One is a doer, the other is a thinker.
一个是行动派，另一个属于思考族。
One is a leader, the other is a follower.
一个是领导者，另外一个是追随者。
However, without one, there would be nothing to eat, and without the other, they would not have worship.
少了前者，或许他们就没有面包，但少了后者，他们就会失去灵粮。
Both Martha and Mary are praiseworthy women.
马大和玛利亚都是值得受称赞的妇女。
But they both have their flaws too.
但他们也都有缺点。
They both have faith, they both love the Lord, but they express their love very differently.
他们两人都有信心，也都爱主，但他们表达爱的方式非常不一样。
Mary is the model of the contemplative life.
玛利亚是灵修生活的模范。
She is seen as a spiritual hero of nuns who prays 24/7, who fasts, meditates on scripture, like solitude and silent retreats.
修女们可能看她为属灵的榜样，时时刻刻都在祷告、禁食、灵修、思考主的道。她喜欢单独一个人进修。
And Martha is the model of the active Christian living. She may gravitate towards community service.
马大是活出基督生命的榜样，社区服务可能会吸引她。
She fights for social justice. She does missions, outreach, and she feeds the hungry.
她会为社会正义站出来。她喜欢宣教，她会去关怀社会，喂养饥饿的人。
These two sisters, Martha and Mary, are mentioned only in three places in the Bible, and each time we find Mary being Mary and Martha being Martha.
马大与玛利亚在圣经上只出现三次，而且每次玛利亚就是玛利亚的样子，马大还是马大。
Now, something rather amusing about Mary, all three times Mary is mentioned, she has the same posture, kneeling at the feet of Jesus.
玛利亚有个有趣的地方，圣经上三次提到她的时候，她的姿势都是一样的，就是跪坐在耶稣的脚前。
When Jesus comes to dinner, in this passage, Luke 10, she sits at Jesus' feet.
在路加福音第十章，耶稣来到他们家的时候，他就坐在耶稣的脚前。
Later, when her brother Lazarus dies in John 11, she falls at Jesus' feet in grief and weeping.
后来在约翰福音第十章里，他的兄弟拉撒路死了，他就伏在耶稣的脚前哀哭。
And when Jesus comes to dinner again in John 12, Mary took a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair.
在约翰福音第十二章，耶稣在那之后再次来到他家的时候，玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发擦。
I thought it was kind of funny that Mary likes Jesus' feet.
其实还真的蛮有趣的，玛利亚感觉上好像真的很喜欢耶稣的脚。
But for Mary, it was all about her devotion to be at Jesus' feet.
但对她来说，来到耶稣的脚前就是她最虔诚的表现。
Different sisters, different temperaments, yet both are praiseworthy and loved.
不同的姐妹，不同的性情，但两个人都应得称赞，都被爱。
Martha is seen as a Proverbs 31 woman.
马大就是箴言三十一章里所提到的才德的妇人。
Who works vigorously with eager hands.
她努力的工作，甘心用手做工。
She is also praiseworthy.
她值得受称赞。
She is diligent and avoids idleness.
她很勤劳，永不懒惰。
And Jesus loved her as she is.
而耶稣就是爱这样的他。
John 11:5 says, "Now Jesus loved Mary and her sister and Lazarus."
约翰福音第十一章第五节说到，耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子，并拉撒路。
Martha also has spiritual depth too, calling Jesus Lord and declaring in John 11:27, "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world."
马大也非常的属灵，他称耶稣为主，并且在约翰福音第十一章二十七节里说到，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
And after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, Martha had another chance to do her Martha thing, to serve dinner again.
在耶稣使拉撒路复活之后，马大再次又有机会做他习惯做的事，就是预备宴席招待客人。
But this time she had no meltdown. She kept the priorities straight.
但这一次她没有崩溃，她很清楚一切的优先顺序。
It is written, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. In John 12.
在约翰福音十二章里就提到说，有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那里同耶稣坐席的人中。
And Martha may have remembered how Jesus had earlier comforted her by his loving rebuke and gentle reminder.
或许在那个时候，马大记起了耶稣当时如何温柔的指责、提醒他，并在当中给他带的安慰。
In verse 41, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, "You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one." Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
第四十一章，耶稣回答说，四十一节，耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Martha, Martha, you worry about many things, but you have lost sight of the one thing that really matters.
马大，马大，你为许多事情烦恼担忧，但你却忽略了那最重要的一件事。
You are so distracted and overwhelmed by doing many good things, really good things, but you miss out on what is better.
这些好事使你很多，使你心里忙乱。反而是你错过了那上好的福分。
And only one thing is needed.
其实不可少的只有一件事。
You do many good things, but they're messing you up inside.
你做那么多的好事，但这些好事反而扰乱了你的一切。
Martha, Martha, you are restless and without peace.
马大，马大，你很急躁，没有平安。
You are frustrated and without joy.
你觉得心烦，感受不到喜乐。
You are angry and without love.
你正在生气，感觉不到爱。
Don't forget what this is all about.
但千万不要忘记。
I am here with you.
我就在这里与你同在。
Wouldn't you like to spend some time with me?
难道你不想花时间跟我在一起吗？
When you're raising a child, you give them what you feel is very best.
当你在抚养孩子时，你会提供他你认为最好的。
The best preschool, the best high school, the best college.
最好的幼稚园，最好的高中，最好的大学。
The best sports, the best music teachers, the best extracurricular.
最好的运动，最好的音乐老师，最好的课外活动。
And there are many activities dominate your family time, money, and energy.
这些事情占住了大多数的家庭的时间、金钱跟能力。
So many good things.
这些都是好事。
But are you better?
但你有觉得更好吗？
Are you closer to Jesus?
你有离耶稣更近吗？
Every good blessing that God had intended for our immense delight can have the joy sapped out of us when filled with anxiety and worry.
每一个从神而来的福分应该是美好，是我们欢心的，但焦虑烦恼会使这些福分所带来的喜乐完全的干枯。
So what is better?
什么是更好的福分呢？
Bigger, better, more, busier, fuller?
更大、更好、更多、更忙、更丰盛吗？
So many good things, but are we choosing what is better?
那么多的好福分，但我们是否在选择上好的福分呢？
And it's humbling for Martha to hear what Jesus says. You are worried and upset doing many things.
耶稣的话可能提醒了马大，使他反省， 你为许多的事情思虑烦扰。
But Mary has chosen what is better, the one thing that is better.
但玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，那唯一一件上好的福分。
Martha must downsize her many things to one thing.
玛利亚，马大必须放下她让她忙碌的一切事情，好好的专注于那一件事。
She must decrease so Jesus can increase.
她必须衰微，使耶稣兴旺。
Here in Luke 10, that one thing, to sit at his feet, to hear the word of God.
在路加福音第十章里，那一件事就是坐在耶稣脚前聆听他的话。
What we hear from the Lord pours into all that we are and all that we do.
我们从主那里所听到的话会影响我们一切的所作所为。
So get your priorities straight.
所以你要搞清楚你的优先顺序。
Get your soul realigned to God's agenda for you.
重新调整你的心灵，让它归回到神为你所预备的轨道。
What does He really want your life to accomplish?
他真正想要你在这一生完成什么呢？
Martha, does He really want you to be that superwoman?
马大，他耶稣是否要你成为一个女超人？
Can you recognize the sound of God's voice when He speaks to you?
当神跟你说话的时候，你认得出他的声音吗？
We first need to have Mary's heart for Jesus.
我们必须要先拥有玛利亚爱耶稣的心。
Then we use Martha's hands for Jesus.
然后我们再使用马大的手为耶稣做工。
When I search God's word for that one thing, I discovered there is one thing in the Old Testament and one thing in the New Testament.
当我在圣经里寻找一件事这个词的时候，我发现新旧约里都各提到一件事。
In Psalm 27:4, King David refers to that one thing is to worship the Lord.
在诗篇二十七章第四篇第四节里说，大卫王说，那一件事就是敬拜主。
It is written, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple."
这经节就提到说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿里求问。
And then in the New Testament, in Philippians 3:13-14, the Apostle Paul points that one thing to eternity in heaven.
在新约腓立比书第三章十三到十四节提到，使徒保罗指出有一件事能通往永恒的天家。
But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
To worship the Lord.
来敬拜主。
An eternity in heaven.
永恒的天家。
During this pandemic, it seems that our workload and our stress level have increased to doing more house chores and managing the safety for our family.
在这疫情当中，似乎生活、工作和家庭的重担与压力日日加增。
With added steps to sanitize everything we touch and extra care given to provide good meals and support remote homeschooling, we have all felt more like Martha.
我们还要无时无刻的消毒，花更多的心思准备下一餐，还要帮助孩子们在家里学习。或许我们都觉得我们越来跟马大越来越像。
And our hearts are heavier carrying mental health burdens and transitioning to acquire new job skills online.
而且我们的心情可能会更沉重，被许多的心理问题压迫，而且还要透过网络学习新的工作技能。
This has all been very traumatic.
这一切都会让我们身心俱疲。
But in this life, there are many good things that we have to do.
但在这生命中有许多的好事是我们应该做的。
But don't get distracted from what is better.
但不要因此而忽略了那更好的。
Don't get upset.
不要心烦意乱。
Don't become overwhelmed with worries.
不要被烦恼压垮。
But be in the presence of God, listening to His word, worshiping the Lord, and pressing heavenward in Christ Jesus.
来到神的面前，听他的话，敬拜他，在基督耶稣里向着那属天的标杆直跑。
Choose what is better.
选择那上好的福分。
Sit at Jesus' feet.
来耶稣的面前，坐在他的脚前。
And listen to His word.
聆听他的道。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, although Mother's Day is intended to be a day of celebration for many,
主啊，虽然母亲节本是一个应当充满欢喜、值得庆祝的一天，
for some of us, it may remind us of heartbreak.
在我们当中，对某些人，或许这一天会使他们想到了心痛的事，
of unresolved conflict, of pain and loss.
或者是还没解决的冲突，或者是悲痛、失丧。
For others, it may be full of exhaustion and discouragement this year.
对其他的人，这一年或许充满了令人劳累、灰心的事。
We pray for your grace and strength.
但我们求你的恩典与你的力量与我们同在。
For your healing and comfort.
求你的医治与安慰。
To pour down from the heavenly places upon our weary souls.
能够从天而降，灌在我们心灵里面。
Lord, I pray for all my sisters as well as my brothers.
主啊，我为所有的姐妹与弟兄祷告。
We pray that we may give you our full attention.
求你让我们能够将我们的注意力完全摆在你的身上。
That we stop to listen to you when you speak to us.
当你向我们说话的时候，我们能停下来专心听你的话。
That we sit at your feet when you meet with us.
当你来寻找我们的时候，我们能坐在你的脚前。
To choose what is better.
让我们能够选择那上好的福分。
We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们奉耶稣神圣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.